Hello. Today is Thursday, January 11th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. We are truly in winter mode, so let's see if that's having any effect on current markets. We'll start, as usual, with beef. And the simple answer is yes, the bad weather in the Midwest is having big effects on beef production. Two major packers idled plants completely on Tuesday, and several are running only one shift. This will tighten availability. I wouldn't be surprised to see a few spot shortages from packers over the next couple weeks from their already reduced harvest. Last week's holiday harvest was 556,000 head, up from the previous holiday short week of 508,000 head. This week was to be the first non-holiday week of the year. I was hoping to see more robust harvest, but with the weather closures, I think we'll see harvest similar to the last couple weeks. I know the packers want to delay these middle meat declines, but I don't think they'll be but so successful. Ribeyes and tenderloins are lower for next week. Strips are holding steady. Rounds, chucks, and grinds, and thin meats are all steady to higher. I'm holding the same advice the last couple weeks. Middle meats, if you need them, buy. But buy just what you need. Next week will be lower money. Other cuts would not be a bad idea to buy sooner rather than later. Let's look at poultry, and chicken production is up slightly over the same time last year. Egg sets were 237 million for the week. All shows chicken is a good protein buy. Wings, random breast, and tenders are all moving higher, a steady increase we've seen the last few weeks. On the avian flu front, 10 new cases reported affecting 1.6 million birds being removed from the food supply. Since the recurrence of avian flu in October of last year, 22.5 million birds have been removed. Now, let's talk about pork. Bellies closed over $100 at $114, up from last week's $97. We should see steady increase over the next few weeks. Pork production was up slightly at 1.5% by headcount, but down just slightly by weight due to lighter hogs. Still, plenty of pork available, and even with bellies over 100, bacon continues to be a good value. Loins, butts, and ribs all continue to hold reasonable pricing. Pork continues to be of a good value in protein. Okay, let's look at the grains, and corn closed at 463, down just a penny from last week's 464. There's plenty of corn for food, feed, and fuel. I think the days of $5 corn is not coming back anytime soon. That's good news for everyone. Soy demand is lacking and pricing continues to lower, which is more good news around the food world. And wheat is down slightly as well. Grains are all in great shape. And finally, dairy. CME closed Thursday with barrel up 4, block up 6, and butter down 9. I don't expect to see much more downside to butter, but this could be a slow, steady up run in dairy markets. I'll keep watching. And with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.